Welcome to thegodshow.us daily, the only philosophy arena where 15 ancient traditions compete for your existential clarity, and everybody leaves with homework. Let's get metaphysical.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to being ready than to actually beginning, what have I been rehearsing for? Which could mean, what am I protecting? What would actually happen if I started? Or the sharpest version: have I been using preparation as a life? The question implies someone has caught themselves in the act. So, what does catching yourself there mean across 15 traditions? Almost every tradition here says the same opening word, which is absence. You have been rehearsing your own absence. Stoicism says it almost surgically. Costume pressed, lines memorized, stage empties, house lights up, no one left to perform for. Christianity uses grain, the seed that won't fall stays whole, stays alone, and no one is fed. These are not gentle images. They're meant to sting a little.
What's interesting is where they split, because Islam doesn't call this fear. Islam calls it sovereignty, your nafs, your ego, quietly installing itself as the gatekeeper where tawakkul, which is reliance on God, should be. The Quran says resolve comes before certainty, not after. That's a specific claim. You're not waiting for readiness, you're waiting for a guarantee the tradition says was never offered.
Judaism goes even sharper. There's this image of a man who spends 30 years sharpening the knife used to cut the etrog, the citrus fruit for the harvest festival, polishing it, wrapping it in silk every winter, and the festival comes and goes, the knife is immaculate. He has never held the fruit. The tradition's word for that is not humility. It's a private arrangement with fear, and you called it preparation.
Buddhism and Vedanta are doing something structurally different from the rest. They're not saying stop stalling, start. They're asking who is doing the stalling. Vedanta literally interrupts itself mid-sentence. There's this almost comic, sorry, where was I? Yes, the candle. And then asks, find the one who claims to be managing the delay. You search and find no one. Buddhism says the self that needs to be ready first is a cloud that keeps promising to become sky. It never does. The sky was already there. If that move lands for you, like that dissolving of the anxious planner, like you're probably wired for those traditions.
The pop culture oracle went with Jim Halpert from The Office, and honestly, it's not wrong. Three seasons of perfect camera glances. The raised eyebrow, the half smile, the I'm above this look, completely safe. Pam was right there. He was performing the guy who noticed things instead of being the guy who did them, until he wasn't. And it cost him a year. The oracle frames it as, you've been rehearsing for a client who will never arrive. Taoism says the same thing with a barn. The wheel sat in the barn. After long enough, the uncarved block is just wood. Existentialism says you knew this at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday, 3 months ago when the window was open and you still didn't begin. Readiness is the alibi. The waiting is the choice. What the traditions leave you with isn't a pep talk. It's a question with teeth, not when will you be ready, but what are you willing to be guilty of having not done? Zen puts an empty bowl at the end. That's the image. Tomorrow we're back with a new one.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it's useful, subscribe wherever you get podcasts and tell one person who is definitely still sharpening a knife they've never used. Today's question came from a listener at TheGodShow.us, where you can ask your own. Read all 15 tradition answers in full and find out which belief systems your gut actually runs on. The bowl is on the table. The bread is already there. The rehearsal is officially over. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.